Welcome to Rooting For You, a seasonal gardening podcast for non-experts. I'm Tess, and I know nothing.
And I'm Elise, and I know some things.
Each week, we'll chat about one gardening topic, and then discuss the effort-reward payoff by asking, is the juice worth the squeeze? Just a heads up, there might be a bit of swearing in this episode. You've been warned. Today's topic has been inspired by a couple of things that are happening in my garden. First, my parsley, which has been an absolutely fabulous crop producing so much goodness, has gone to seed. Now, we've previously spoken about parsley being a biannual, so you can get a couple of years out of them, but they won't last forever. The second thing is that I put my snow peas in a spot that gets the hot afternoon sun, and they're having a rough time on the rare hot days we've been getting in Melbourne. So clearly the parsley has to go, and although I'll try and save my snow peas, they may have to go too. So this leads us to today's topic. If you do suddenly find yourself with some spacing in the garden in summer, what are some options for mid-summer crops?
We do have a few good ones, but before I get into that, I just want to go back to your snow peas.
Yeah, what do you reckon? What do you reckon about them?
Well,
Dr. Garden.
What I would say about snow peas, and I think we talked about this in the episode, is often by the time summer comes, they do go cactus. They can't handle that really warm weather. But what should have happened is we should have had a warm enough spring that you got a massive haul of snow peas, and then by the time summer comes and you have to get them out, you know, it's kind of okay because you got the harvest.
Mm.
My guess is with the spring we've had, you haven't got the harvest.
I've got a few, but not a glutton of them.
Not a glutton. How tall are the plants?
Not tall.
Yeah. See, like they should be like 2 meters.
Oh, no, not 2 meters.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame. I mean, I think at any, by summer, it's often that they're going to be problematic, but you should have got the harvest first. So could be the location. The afternoon sun's not good, but it might also just be the season we've had. It's a shame.
So what do you reckon went wrong with them?
Oh, look, it could have just been the weather.
Yeah.
Like, it has been a very bad season.
Mm. It has been.
Or you might not have got them in early enough is the other thing, because you want to give them enough time through, like, the mild spring to get a good go before it gets too hot.
But we haven't even had a mild spring.
Well, that's true. Yeah. Well, look, we're just going to chalk this up to the friggin' seasons.
And I got some, and the ones that I got were fabulous.
So will you do them again is the question.
Yeah, but probably just have to mix up where they are.
Yeah. Afternoon sun is never going to be good for
that's good to know.
The pea situation.
Mm.
And it's a bit of a waste because there's other crops. Like, you actually don't have that much afternoon sun in your garden in the spots that you grow veggies. So to have afternoon sun, we should have something there that's going to really love it.
Yes, very good point, because there's just one spot and but it gets hit.
Mm. Well, then we should put something there that's going to appreciate the hit.
Mm.
All learning.
So okay. You reckon pull them out?
Yep.
Okay, fine.
If you think they're gone, I'm going to say they're gone.
Well, I was just wondering whether like a shade cloth or something might help a bit.
Yeah, but...
Like, look, let's talk about what else could go there, and then I'll make a decision.
That's true, if you get a better option.
If I get a better option.
So two things that we've been talking about a lot recently, which would be very happy there, I think, because of all the sun, is the old Brussels sprouts and kale.
Brussels sprouts, but don't you think it's too late?
Well...
Early January. I just feel like you've been banging on about...
Okay, it's only not too late if you get seedlings.
Okay.
So if you chuff on down to the nursery and can get some Brussels sprout seedlings, you've got permission to plant.
But if it gets to Feb, you're done.
Yeah, I think that's cactus. Yeah.
Yep.
You're going to go for kale then, which we know you're not going to go for. So,
As previously discussed.
But no, Brussels sprouts in seedlings, and I would expect some good nurseries to have them. Like I said in the episode, though, they can be a little bit hard to find. But if you can find some, that's what I'd put there.
Okay.
First option, especially because you love Brussels sprouts. But as discussed in that episode, not a beginner option. So
no.
Throw that around for everyone listening. But, yeah, Brussels sprouts and kale would be prime time.
Mm-hmm.
Not our only options.
Okay. Now, and we should say we've got – I mean, we've, obviously we've just done the Brussels sprouts and kale episode. So, you know.
If you want to plant those – go back and listen.
Yeah, even if you haven't listened, you're probably not going to listen.
Next on our list are beans.
Mm-hmm.
So beans are absolutely a warm weather crop, but they're quite a fast cropper. So even though it's midsummer, we can still get a run in.
Oh, nice.
Excuse the pun. But I wouldn't grow a runner bean. I would only grow a bush bean.
Yes.
So remember.
I do have some bush beans in at the moment and they're growing quite well.
Oh, lovely.
In a few different spots, and some spots are growing better than others.
Which, what is the defining feature of the better?
Well, the dappled sun ones are growing better than the ones that are in like the afternoon sun. But the ones that are in the afternoon sun, they're in a grow bag. So I could move them to full sun.
True.
If you think that would be a better option.
Well, are you getting beans? Like, are we going okay here?
I'm getting beans from the ones that are in dappled sun and less beans from the ones that are in the afternoon sun.
Hmm. Could try moving it. Could be the soil as well. Because remember, it's not just the sun that's different.
Yes, it is the soil that's different as well. And also, I got the ones in the grow bag in a little bit later than the ones that are in.
Oh, well, that'll probably be.
Yeah.
Once they hit their stride.
This episode has really turned from crops are put in midsummer to a bit of a mid-season check-in. That was unintentional.
Well, they kind of go.
They go hand in hand.
So, look, beans, I mean, great. You've already got some in. You might not add some more. But if
they're also great.
You,
so.
Brilliant. But yeah, like I said, not the runner ones. They take a little bit longer. So
yeah, okay.
Bush beans are quicker. Bush beans, you're going to get less beans, as discussed in the beans episode. But if that's what we're going to get midsummer, we're going to be happy.
It's better than getting nothing from parsley that's gone to seed.
It is. And look, they're going to grow so fast in this warmth. So it's really not going to take very long from a bean seed, to be a bean plant.
Yeah, nice.
So that could be a good option. Now, the next option we've got are all our root veggies. This is your beetroot, your carrot, your parsnip, your radish, your turnips. They are all happily planted midsummer.
Oh, nice.
So that's a really good option for people. I mean, we know how I feel about growing carrots.
Yes.
But, you know, we did the beetroot episode recently and
I think
that's
carrots has
of...
been an incredibly popular episode. So maybe not everyone feels like you feel with the carrots.
And do you know, I was like, I have this folder on my phone of like all my gardening photos. You can imagine it's probably the biggest folder on my entire phone. And every time like I look through it, I'm like, geez, I used to grow so many carrots. I don't know at what point I like jumped off the carrot bandwagon. So,
well, there are many people out there that are still on the carrot bandwagon. Yeah, so this could be an option for them.
Maybe I need to go grow some more carrots and just reacquaint myself. So look, that's a really good option. And yeah, we've got episodes on the carrots, the beetroots and the radishes. Parsnips and turnips, we don't have episodes on. I don't love either of them, so I've never grown them. I doubt you
have. They're fine as a roast. I mean, I've not grown them. I've eaten them.
I can imagine you being a parsnip fan.
Yeah, they're perfectly fine as a root veggie.
Yeah.
As good as any other. I mean, they're not as good as pumpkin, but pumpkin's not a root veggie, but they're things that you roast together.
A roasting veggie.
A roasting veggie. Yeah. They're as good as any other roasting veggie for mine.
Yeah, fair.
Not pumpkin. Pumpkin's delicious.
Pumpkin's the best.
Pumpkin's the
best.
Love
pumpkin. Have we done an episode on pumpkin? No, we haven't, have we?
No.
No. Oh.
Get that on the list.
Next spring, guys, we're growing pumpkins. The root veggies, they're always great. Obviously, the beetroots and the carrots, the parsnips and the turnips are going to be in the ground for quite a while, which is fine, but just, you know, heads up. The radishes are going to be super fast, especially in summer. Like, we are talking real fast, which could be a good thing because, remember, we don't want to – if we've got gaps in the garden midsummer, we want to plant stuff because we never want empty beds. But at the same time, in a couple of months, maybe even a month, we're starting to open up the door for things like broccoli and cauliflower and rocket and garlic and broad beans, all our winter crops. So we don't want to fill out our whole garden again midsummer and then we don't have any space for.
Which is the main thing whenever we're planting in this kind of mid-season space, which we talked about. Mm. We've done this before. Because you don't want to take up space or something that you want to, that's going to stop you from getting in something in the next season change.
100%. Yeah, the timing of this is quite important. So the reason I bring this up now is because the radishes, because they're so fast, we can probably turn around a crop of radishes and then, you know, our broad beans can go in then or our garlic can go in then or something.
But you're not going to turn around a beetroot.
I don't think you're going to turn around a beetroot. No.
So you've got to be careful about thinking about that planning for your winter crops.
Exactly. I mean, you could do a baby beetroot.
You could. Microgreens.
Yeah, exactly. Micro beetroot.
Micro beetroot.
Yeah. Baby carrots.
There we go. Okay, so we've got options so far. Brussels sprouts, kale.
Beans.
Bush beans.
Yep.
Turnips, beetroots, parsnips, and radishes.
And carrots.
Baby carrots.
You did well to get that off because I've got it written in front of me and you don't. So well done. Yes. So look, the list is extensive and it continues. Next on is cucumber.
Ooh.
Now we are pushing friendships with this one because it really doesn't like the cooler weather. Probably if you're further north, you could 100% get away with this. Where we are, Tess, I think it's manageable, but just, you know, got to really run with it because we need to get the cucumber grown big, producing cucumbers before it gets cold.
Can I tell you a little secret? I don't know if I've told you this yet or not.
Oh, here we go.
So after the cucumber episode that we did that I said that I thought I was planting a misc cucumber. I went home and actually checked and it was a continental. So I know it's not misc.
Yeah.
But I also bought some cucumber seeds and I have a cucumber in my mini greenhouse.
Oh, lovely.
Ready to go in the garden.
Oh, well, perfect.
I know.
Look at this. It's almost like you knew what we were going to talk about today. That's cool.
It's almost like I wanted my snow peas to fail.
Yes, you could have some. And the cucumber, I mean, I know I said they can be a little bit harsh from the afternoon sun, but frankly, I'd put them there.
Yeah, okay.
Because the last thing we want for this midsummer cucumber is for it to not get legs. So we need plenty of sun. So that could be good. You grew from seed.
From seed.
In your little greenhouse.
In my little greenhouse.
Oh, this makes me so happy. So cucumber is a good one. And look, cucumber really doesn't like the cold. So I constantly try and grow them too early and I lose them or they get stunted or it's a pain. So actually, you know, compared to a zucchini, which I would say is worth putting in early, the cucumber can kind of just chill your beans, wait till the weather's warm, get it in.
And cucumber, if you're doing that now from seedling or seed's still fine?
I reckon seed's still fine.
Right, okay.
Yeah. If you can find a seedling, probably a bit safer. But the thing with the cumberts, so the cucumber, the zucchinis and stuff, if the weather's warm, they grow very fast from seed. So some things take quite a while to like germinate and get legs. Cucumbers, zucchinis and stuff, they don't when it's warm enough. So I think you'll find that if you had a seedling, unless you got a very advanced seedling, you're not saving yourself an obscene amount of time.
Yeah, right.
But if the nurseries have got them, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else on your list?
Oh, yes. I'm not done
yet. Oh, okay.
Lettuces?
Yes.
Now, I don't recommend mid-summer for something that doesn't like the heat as much as lettuces. But if you had a part shade, definitely not an afternoon sun situation, but maybe a morning sun, afternoon shade, or a dappled light, I think a lettuce could go well there.
Am I breaking any crop rotation rules if I put lettuce where my parsley is?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. To be honest, I think lettuce can – I don't really think it needs to follow crop rotation.
Oh, fine. Just like –
lettuce and parsley are pretty
– yeah, sure.
Pretty simple. No, I wouldn't be stressed
You're
about
right.
That.
They're not like massive producers. You're not trying to get a whole pumpkin out of your soil.
Exactly. You're
just a couple little lettuces.
And there's not a lot of like – specific root-borne diseases attack your parsley roots, you know, unlike something like potatoes and tomatoes. So no, go for gold, put it there. And actually, you make a good point. I think any spot where parsley is going to grow happily, lettuces will too.
Nice.
So that's a good one. And I think seed or seedling, but probably actually seed would be the way to go because they're going to germinate and grow so fast in this weather. Mustards, another good one. We've done an episode on that. A little bit niche. I know people aren't always so excited about mustards. I wouldn't grow them in the full sun. I think they'll just grow too fast.
Yeah.
But having said that, if you want like bang for buck, I want to plant a seed and be eating something in like, I don't know, some offensively short amount of time, mustards in summer are going to do that. They will grow ridiculously. The other thing you can plant now is parsley.
More parsley.
More parsley, yes. Because the thing is, right, it doesn't like the warm weather, but if we can get it kind of established now in the warm weather, it'll be a very nice big parsley plant going into winter and for the next couple of years. Again, I probably wouldn't plant it in full sun.
Yeah. I just, you know how much I love growing herbs.
Mm. Well, we've got to get the parsley in.
You've got to get the parsley in.
I don't know if I'm going to regret saying this, but I mean, I don't hate the idea of putting it in the same spot. Perfect.
The bed is big enough that I could put it in a different spot.
In the bed.
Yeah.
Oh,
we'll put the lettuce there, shift the parsley to the back, you know, move some things around.
That sounds perfect. That's perfect. Because, I mean, really.
It's like a mini crop rotation.
Yeah, but that's what it is, right? As long as it's not in the same hole, we're fine. Now, the last one that I think you're going to particularly like and could also work in this bed that you're talking about is silver beet. Because we know you like silver beet.
I don't like kale.
You don't like kale. Poor man's kale. That's what I call it. This is like, that doesn't work because I like it more than kale. But you don't have any in at the moment.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
I do. Next to my beans.
Oh, okay. Fabulous. Do you need any more?
I can get more. There's always room for more.
There's always room for more silver beet. So silver beet, again, like the parsley, the biennial, I wouldn't necessarily, like, it doesn't love the hot weather, but at this point in midsummer, if we can kind of give it the up,
yeah,
and then once it cools down, you're going to have a nice big silver beet plant the whole of winter.
And we did talk about with silver beet that you can get a bunch of different varieties as well. So many different colors. Mix it up with the varieties.
Yeah, definitely. And you've got all the colors. And then if you want, you know, like the massive big stalks with the white, the big kind of white spine, that's called, it starts with F. It's like Fogalhawk or something. I'm sure I'm so off and everyone's going to be laughing listening to this. Fogalhawk. It's something that starts with F and ends with K. Anyway, if that's the silver beet you like, that's another variety to grow, which we haven't talked about because I personally like all the different colors, like the reds and the yellows and all that. But the F silver beet is the one that has a very, very, very massive yield from a small space.
I've just been doing a live Google and I've put in silver beet F-O-G-F-A. I'm not – like nothing is coming
nothing
up.
Nothing is coming up.
Like, you must be so far.
Nah, hang on. I'm going to do this.
Just a little live Google.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. It's easy. It's silver beet Ford Hook.
Ford Hook?
F-O-R-D-H-O-O-K. Like
Ford Hook Giant.
Ford Hook Giant Spinach.
So, yeah. Live Google, the silver beet Ford Hook.
Yep. So it's basically like the only reason I bring it up is because the silver beet that I usually grow, the smaller plants, they're quite like leafy and not very textured with that big rib. But I know that for some people, like are you looking at the photo of old Ford Hook here?
It's like, it's like the cliched.
Yeah, the cliched silver beet with the massive. And I actually think depending on what you're cooking, that massive rib in the middle, like a bit like a piece of celery almost, can be quite good.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're going for, go for the old Ford Hook. And like I said, bang for buck, that plant is freaking massive. One of those and there's your supply of silver beet. So look, I've deviated. But I highly recommend that if you're growing the silver beet. So that's the other crop that I think we can get in now.
Fabulous. Okay, you've got the list in front of you.
I do.
List roundup.
Okay. Brussels sprouts and kale, probably from seedling only. Everything else, seed or seedling. Bush beans, beetroot, carrot, parsnip, radish, turnips, cucumber, lettuce, mustard, parsley, silver beet.
That is quite the list.
It is quite the list. There's
okay,
really
so
no
don't try and flog a dead horse here.
No.
If something's not working for you, get it out, get something else good in.
Agreed. And I would be very surprised given it's midsummer, if anyone is still really succeeding with their peas.
Yeah, yeah.
So for
good
that
point.
One,
yeah.
And you're right, once your parsley's gone to seed, look, you can still harvest it, but at the end of the day, you've kind of lost it, so let's get something else in.
I've been doing that for a few weeks at this stage, so
yeah,
it's
good.
Time.
Okay, fabulous. And then just remember that in the coming months, you need to have room for your broccoli, cauliflower, broad beans, garlic, rocket.
All of those wonderful winter veg.
All of those wonderful winter veg. So – yeah. Never an excuse for an empty bed.
Rooting For You is hosted by Elise and Tess, artwork by Lauren Janine. You can find us on Instagram at rootingforyoupod or email rootingforyou@elisealexandra.com. And remember, we are rooting for you.